Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Melissa Huggins, reading The Leash by Ada Limón. The Leash. After the birthing of bombs of forks and fear, the frantic automatic weapons unleashed, the spray of bullets into a crowd holding hands, that brute sky opening in a slate metal maw that swallows only the unsayable in each of us, what's left? Even the hidden nowhere river is poisoned orange and acidic by a coal mine. How can you not fear humanity? Want to lick the creek bottom dry, to suck the deadly water up into your own lungs like venom? Reader, I want to say, don't die. Even when the silvery fish after fish comes back belly up, and the country plummets into a crepitating crater of hatred, isn't there still something singing? The truth is, I don't know. But sometimes I swear I hear it, the wound closing like a rusted over garage door, and I can still move my living limbs into the world without too much pain, can still marvel at how the dog runs straight toward the pickup trucks breaknecking down the road, because she thinks she loves them, because she's sure, without a doubt, that the loud roaring things will love her back. Her soft, small self alive with desire to share her enthusiasm until I yank the leash back to save her because I want her to survive forever. Don't die, I say, and we decide to walk for a bit longer, starlings high and fevered above us, winter coming to lay her cold corpse down on this little plot of earth. Perhaps we are always hurtling our body towards the thing that will obliterate us, begging for love from the speeding passage of time, and so maybe, like the dog obedient at my heels, we can walk together peacefully, at least until the next truck comes. I'm Melissa Huggins, and that was The Leash by Ada Limón.